I speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Each Remembrance Sunday, we hear the words, "Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them." Today is a day of remembrance. Remember those who paid the ultimate sacrifice in war. And also we focus on the horrors of war. Of course, we don't need to look back to see the horrors of war. Look around you in Syria and the Congo and the mounting death toll. On this day, particularly in the church's year, the church is summoned to renew its trust in God and renew its commitment to peace and justice. Whenever God summons his church to renewal, he asks us to remember, to go back to the biblical story, to rediscover who we are as God's people, God's church. If we look at our Old Testament story from Jonah, a whale of a story, of course. It's set in the Old Testament. In the Old Testament, God's people are often called to remember. Remember, you were rescued from Egypt, from bondage and slavery. I have done that for you. You are my people. They're called to remember that in Egypt, they were slaves and oppressed. Therefore, they were not to oppress or make anyone their slaves. Indeed, they were to model peace and justice to the world, with a particular care for the orphan, the widow, the stranger in the midst. They were to care for the vulnerable. They were to model in their common and national life what peace and justice looked like. Thereby, they were to be the light of the world, the light to the nations. That's why they had been chosen. Often, God's people forgot their calling. Their self-understanding became a defensive, self-absorbed nationalism. Their election had been understood or misunderstood as we have been chosen instead of other nations, rather than we have been chosen for the benefit of other nations. And Joseph, the story of Jonah, is a salutary tale making that very point. Jonah is sent to Nineveh, an infamous city in the empire of Assyria. He's to call them to repentance by giving them a bold warning about God's forthcoming judgment. He doesn't want to take up this task, so he goes in the opposite direction. God has other plans and takes him via a whale, and the whale burping up to the shores of Assyria. He then goes into the city and pronounces God's judgment, and the people repent and turn to God. How does Jonah feel about that? He's a bit depressed. He'd much rather have had his prophecy come true than see the people repent and turn to God. God's people are there for the whole world. We are to model in how we live God's peace and God's justice. We are the light of the world. It's a privilege, but a huge responsibility. Remember that you are the light of the world. Second, remember that you belong to Jesus Christ. In our reading from Mark, Jesus announces the coming of the kingdom. And the kingdom is here when Jesus comes because the King is here. Jesus is the King. The kingdom of God has a name and a face. The name and the face of Jesus Christ. In our reading from Mark, Jesus summons people to follow him: Simon, Andrew, James, and John, fishermen, summoned to follow him and with him to catch people up in the all-embracing love of God. We have been caught up in God's love by Jesus. That's what it means to be a follower of Jesus, to be caught up in God's love and to live in response to God's love. So know that you are Christ's. You belong to him. At your baptism, you heard the words, maybe you can't remember them, but you heard them: Christ claims you for his own, receive the sign of his cross. You belong to him, therefore live for him and live out your faith with joy. Being Christ's is an awesome responsibility and a wonderful joy. We are called to long for what Christ longs. Belonging to God's church is about those who long for what God wants to happen. And that means praying for God's kingdom to come, as we do in Jesus Christ's prayer. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We want that to be true for our whole world, that everyone, as our collect told us, will be subject to his just and gentle rule. You are Christ's. Live for him. Pray his prayer. Long for the coming of his kingdom here on earth. And finally, remember that God's kingdom is coming, and therefore we can be people of hope. You might know the story of The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. I hope you do, by C.S. Lewis. Narnia is an awful, depressing place. It's winter, but never Christmas. It's bleak and snowy, and nothing grows there. It's a cold and hard place. But when Aslan, the lion who represents Christ, comes back, this is what C.S. Lewis writes: Wrong will be right when Aslan comes in sight. At the sound of his roar, sorrows will be no more. When he bares his teeth, winter meets its death. And when he shakes his mane, we shall see spring again. The kingdom is coming, and that means we can be patient and hopeful as we seek to live for Christ, endeavor to be a light to the world, and pursue God's ways of peace and justice. But God does look with compassion on us and the anguish of this world, and pours out his holy and life-giving Spirit to lead us and the nations to wholeness, justice, and peace. Amen.